fire can be a tool used to manage the health and productivity of grasslands. In fact, many Conservation Reserve Program contracts require landowners to manage their grasses with fire as an option to control invasive species and upgrade the growth, explains Pheasants Forever Farm Bill biologist Mike Blawlid.
Wildlife professionals and landowners across the state use prescribed fire to rejuvenate grasslands and to enhance the quality of wildlife habitat that we have.
But fire to manage grasses needs to be carefully planned and controlled. A series of meetings this month is designed to walk landowners through the process.
We're going to take you basically through a step-by-step process on how to fill out all the paperwork, give you a better idea of the things that you need to think about when you're doing prescribed burning, to do it safely and effectively.
Other topics at the workshops will include firebreak development, grassland ecology, fire planning, resources and tools, weather safety, communications, and more. Blawlid states most prescribed burns are conducted in the spring.
Just because of the presence of cool season invasive grasses like brome and Kentucky bluegrass, it really seems to be the best time to do a CRP burn.
The first fire planning event will be tomorrow in Platte, September 18th in Kennebec, and September 21st in Selby. The agenda will run from 8:30 through 4 p.m. with lunch on your own. All fire planning meetings are free. The programs are a cooperative effort of SDSU Extension, NRCS, Pheasants Forever, and the Nature Conservancy. For more information, visit igrow.org. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.